All right, so welcome to our deep dive training in the one-on-one enrollment conversation. And what I'm going to be doing is actually taking you through your materials, your program materials. And I feel very strongly, as I was sitting in the space with Divine Spirit around what to bring to you and really what to focus on, the message that I received was that the materials that have been downloaded with my connection to Spirit to offer you in your training binder for your enrollment section of your binder. So if you have that nearby, go ahead and get it. And I'm actually working off of the most updated version that you will get at training when you come. And I'm going to go through and just do a brief teaching on each of these sections. Then we'll do a deep dive through the seven steps. Then I'll go through and spend a nice portion of time on paradigm busting and really cover that, which is obviously of real importance and huge value. But really, as I look at the full spectrum of what someone who is highly successful as a coach, who's enrolling clients with ease and grace, all of these sections, all of these tools that are in the book are critical to the success. If you take even one of these puzzle pieces out, you don't have the same harmony or balance in your system. Therefore, you won't be experiencing the same kind of up-leveled results. So that's why I realized, well, I can't just focus on one thing, because if this other piece is out of harmony, it doesn't matter. They could be knocking this piece out of the park, but energetically, vibrationally, they're out of harmony. So all of this is really part of the building block. So, that's what I would like to focus on. And then for those of you that are here live on the call, we've added one person who just joined a 919 area code.
It's Susan Walsh. I couldn't get through on my home phone.
Oh, that's okay. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Well, I really want to honor and celebrate those of you that have carved out the time to actually be physically on the line. I think that's really important. And I'd love for you to interject or to share if there's anything in particular that you'd really love for me to spend any extra time focusing on, or I will open it up to Q&A as well. And you know, I want to be flexible. If in the middle I'm going through something and you'd like to say, hey, Jen, what I was thinking of doing was just leaving the line on open so that you guys can just like dive in or chime in if you want to. So let me just go through and ask, you know, those of you that are here, if there's anything in particular you'd like to say or to request of the training, this would be a moment to share that. That's, you know, obviously in addition to what I'm going to cover. So, are we good? Okay. Sounds like then what I have planned serves you. Is anybody trying to get off mute there?
Mm-hmm. I think I'll be better prepared to say as we go through the materials,
yeah.
Jen.
Yeah, okay.
If there's any gaps there for me, okay?
Perfect. No problem. Sounds good. So what I would ask of you, just so I can give you the freedom to chime in when you want, is if you could put yourselves on mute. That would be fabulous. That way we can keep a nice, clean recording. All right, great. Okay, so again, I'm literally walking you through your enrollment section of your binder. So if you have the ability to have that open and in front of you, that would be great. It's also available online on the LMC website. You can get to it there as well under the enrollment tab. So in really looking at how to keep ourselves in the prime vibrational space and state for enrollment. What is enrollment? You know, if we really look at what we're talking about this energy of circulation as a coach. We're talking about engaging with this thing called life, with Divine Spirit in a way that is fluid, that flows, that's with ease and grace, where we are attracting the clients that are aligned with us and that we are able to serve them, that because that client is so vibrationally aligned with who we are, that the enrollment process is just seamless. Now, that doesn't mean that the client doesn't have some types of fear or trepidation or whatnot, but that there's just less struggle. There's less resistance in the process. So speaking of that, I would actually like to just bring our full awareness and intention to the call. Let's just bring our focus to our body for just a moment and allow our eyes to close. Just take a nice deep breath, breathing in and breathing out. So just feel that flow, that energy of circulation with the breath, breathing in. We receive our clients, exhaling out. We coach our clients, breathing in. We receive the gifts of being a coach, exhale out. We enjoy the giving of what being a coach is. So just feel that circulating of energy, breathing in, receiving enrollment and client payments, exhaling out, giving the gifts that your clients came to receive. So just as easy as the inhale and the exhale is, the tools outlined for you for optimal enrollment have that energetic balance in mind, are designed to create the highest frequency and vibration that you can engage in. And so we just remember that we're here to be a beacon of light in the world, to ignite the fire of the dream within each person we come in contact with. We are a person of increase, that we are ever expanding and expressing our gifts and talents in greater ways, that we pay attention to our inner compass, to our inner thermostat, that are we engaging in our business and our life in ways that are life-giving? Or is there anything that we've just outgrown that Spirit is inviting us to just breathe a little more life and breath into how we might be engaging in our business, in our life? And so we just come to this call with that question, those questions in mind, from a heart-centered space. And we also open up to infinite intelligence, that even though we are activating the intellect to learn and receive the material, but that infinite intelligence is here at the core and the center of this opportunity to learn more, that something might just click, that for whatever reason hadn't clicked before, there's just this aha moment that helps you take you to that next rung up, or maybe three rungs up, or who knows, but that there we open up to the opportunity for a breakthrough, for a quantum shift, a quantum leap. And if you agree, even though you're on mute, just go ahead and say, and so it is. And so it is. Just go ahead and allow your eyes to open. Just take a nice physical stretch, yawning your arms open and out, and really coming into focus here. So really the first tool, one of the first tools here laid out for you as far as the foundation for enrollment is mind, body, spirit, and physical space. So noticing and recognizing our mindset around enrollment. So the question I have for you is, do you really, really truly believe that selling is serving? And so I'm just going to ask you that question and let yourself, from the core of your being, respond. And that really is the mindset that is so crucial and so important, is that we remember that what we're offering them is these clients, our potential clients, is an opportunity to experience life in an ever so expanded way and to give them a formula, to give them a proven, a tested and proven and predictable system So we aren't serving them if we don't at least just offer them the opportunity to know about this, first and foremost with a conversation. When we meet people on the street or in a setting or you know, wherever we're meeting them, to let them know that there is a way that they can engage in life that can be so much more freer and expansive, and that this is what you do, that you've been certified in this proven and predictable and tested system. And for those people that really want to take their lives, their businesses to the next level, that you offer complimentary strategy sessions. So it's first and foremost, that's the first place where you show up and serve, is where you're offering your time. It is the greatest value that you have to help them map out a blueprint for where they are, really recognizing it. A lot of people just go through life unconscious and asleep. They don't even really know where they are. So to sit down and really go deep and lean into the longing and the discontent with you as their support, as their guide, and to start to think about and dream and open up to spirit, nudging them, whispering in their ear, calling them forth, and to put that out into word and then into written form with you on the call. I mean, that is the value of that. And I think as coaches, it's easy for us to just discount how important this is and how valuable that is. You really are serving them. And then if they are a good fit for what you do, offering them an opportunity to go deeper and to walk on a path with you for a few months' time or a year, 2 years' time is just tremendous, tremendous value. And that by charging your client and charging for your services, you're really giving them an opportunity to increase their engagement with universal prosperity. Right? The truth is that we all know it is tested that what people don't pay for, they don't value. What people pay for, they value. And so they will value themselves, their own investment in time and energy, more if they've invested money, actual money, putting some skin in the game. And they'll value you in your time and what you're putting in so much more when they have a real value. So if you're looking at, you know, shifting your fees and charging a little bit more, just know that your client will get more value and they will value what you do more when they invest more, period. And the only issue around fees is the issue in the mind and the perception of the person setting the prices, which would be you. So I've watched Mary go from charging $12,000 for her highest-end program to $64,000 in a period of a few years. Now, there's also a difference in what's being offered, and you know, there's some structural pieces around that, but the real value change came from her real recognition of the value that she was bringing and what it's really worth, and the results that the clients are really getting. So mindset around value and around the fact that you really are serving them by charging and to really value what it is that you're bringing. And to be grateful for the opportunity to serve and to help them live a life of increase. You know, being grateful that we get to enroll, that's really a gift. That we get to serve clients in that way. So in these aspects of mind, body, and spirit, we just focused on mindset and mind. We're going to move into body and how important it is that our physical body and how we are in our body, how connected or disconnected we are in our body, actually, believe it or not, has a real effect on our ability to enroll, on our confidence level, on every aspect of who we are. So being physically fit, well-groomed, feeling energized in your body, eating healthy food, staying hydrated. If you're somebody that sits a lot in front of your computer, you know, setting an alarm actually, and every hour or 2 hours, just get up and stretch and turn on some music and move your body a little bit. This piece is huge. This piece. Huge, huge, huge. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt on the days where I haven't had enough water, I'm not going to be as focused during the call. I'm going to all of a sudden recognize that my mind was wandering because I'm not hydrated. Or same thing, if I haven't eaten and I get on a strategy session and I'm not taking care of myself and I'm hungry, same kind of thing. I'm not going to be as focused and my mind won't be as sharp during that enrollment session. So whether we realize it or not, this physical body is our conduit. It is the machinery that makes all this happen. It's how we hear, how we see, how we are able to focus or not focus, how much energy we have, how much life force we are allowing to move through us. One of the key primary factors of sales is enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is the Greek word for entheos, which is the spirit coming, the spirit, the divine spirit moving through us. And so I know that it takes a lot more for me to generate enthusiasm when I'm not feeling that great in my body. But when I've done a little exercise and I've had my green juice or smoothie and I'm, you know, and I've taken care of myself and I've rejuvenated from the stress of yesterday and so on and so forth, I'm going to be that much more likely to be genuinely enthusiastic. When I look at my schedule and I have 4 strategy sessions scheduled, I'm going to be so much more able to serve when I'm taking care of myself. The second is recognizing that your body is a receiving and transmitting station for all of life. And so when you're on your calls during your strategy session, really trusting your body when you get that gut feeling. And it shows up differently for different people, but for me, and they've actually done studies that our gut has more neurotransmitters than really any other part in our body, and it's constantly sending signals, which is why we have the saying, follow your gut feeling, right? So your intellect might be firing off, and your reasoning mind might tell you XYZ about the business that you're on the phone with and you're enrolling, or the client that you're on the phone with that you're enrolling. But, and it might actually argue, your intellect might argue with your inner knowing, but what I know is my body doesn't lie. That as much as I want to think something or that this client needs this or that you'll just, oftentimes you'll get a spider sense that there's just something that the client's not saying or that what they just said isn't really the core. And the more, in my opinion, the more connected you are to your body, the more able you are to feel and sense your intuition. And so I really strongly, I know without a shadow of a doubt, probably 10%, if not, you know, maybe it's way more, it's hard to say exactly, but this piece is what it has created the ability for me to enroll that many more clients because I paint it red. When I get that sense, I let people know. I ask questions. I dig deeper. My intuition is my compass guiding me along the path to creating this connection with the client that regardless, I'm completely detached as to what the result's going to be, but completely committed to serving them. Even if that means saying something that might not, they might not like hearing per se, but I can sense the truth in it. And that's really connecting, you know, it's in and through the body. It isn't in absence of our connection with our body, right? And the mind-body connection. Spirit. So in really looking at our universal spiritual practices, right, you've been invited to do a client attraction meditation and visualization where you are asked to take a moment every day in the morning and throughout the day to connect with your ideal clients on an energetic level. So I wouldn't even take a long time when I do this. I just sit for a moment and I close my eyes and I just imagine these millions of people walking around the planet. And I just imagine that there are these individuals that I have this heart thread connection with. And I actually imagine that I'm sending out these threads from my heart and I'm casting them out, almost like fishing, like when you cast out the fishing wire. and or this net, I imagine this golden net being cast out. And it's this expansive energy, and it, rather than it being an energy of pulling to me, it's more of a casting out energy. So I send out a million signals of light, right, from my heart, just this beacon saying I'm here, I'm available, and I'm here to serve. And Spirit, whoever you would have me serve, help me be in a space and a resonance and a vibration where I can easily connect with these people. And let me follow that inner guidance to support them and serve them in the ways that you would have me serve them. And so it's that energy, really being in connection to Divine Spirit as your guide, as your compass, to lead you to the people, the places, the circumstances, the opportunities where you can serve them. Equally important, being a person of increase, tithing your time, talent, and treasure. This is without fail. If I've ever been in a slump, a sales slump, one of the very first things I look at is, have I been in an energy of giving, in an energy of circulation, in harmony with the law of circulation? And I'll immediately really look at my calendar, and I'll look at my checkbook, and I'll look at just what resonance, emotional resonance and vibration have I been engaged in? Have I been complaining or comparing or criticizing, or have I been in an energy of gratitude? Have I been a little stingy with my, you know, or selfish with my time, or have I been open to give and to offer my services? One of my favorite stories of this is actually several years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago now, one of our Life Mastery consultants asked me to come and actually sing at one of her vision workshops. And now, I'm not a professional singer. However, I do sing. Long story short, she found out that I sing and asked me to come and sing. And I really, in the way I spend my time, I'm very careful about how I invest my minutes, particularly because I'm a mom, and my weekends are typically, I focus on my kids. I focus on spending time with them. And so this was a Saturday, and it was all morning and all afternoon Saturday. A half of a Saturday for me, you might as well value that at thousands and thousands and thousands, and you can't put a dollar amount value on it. But there was just something that wouldn't, there was just this message, this signal I was getting about it. And, you know, I've sat through hundreds and hundreds of vision workshops, right? And so I really just felt guided to do this. And so I did. I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go. And I went and I offered my time, and we sang Michael Jackson's The Mirror, Man in the Mirror, and it was beautiful. And I actually did a group song thing, which was really, really fun. And it was fun for me. And she did fabulous in her vision workshop. And that was that. And I just felt really good. The thing about it is when we're offering up our time, I feel it creates a different energy if you're conscious and aware. I really put that in the bank of my tithing of my time. I went, I'm going to tithe these 5 hours. This is a tithe, an absolute tithe of my time. And I'm happy to do it. I feel really led to do it. But I knew that, and I had that energy on it. And I won't go into all of the story of how it transpired, but ultimately, because I created a deeper relationship with her, that particular person was key in me later getting funded for some of my work in the world and getting this huge grant. And just the way it all unfolded was divine, through Divine Spirit. And I know that was connected, absolutely 100% connected to that tithe of my time and my energy. So I really encourage you to be looking at, you know, looking at your week, looking at your day, looking at your month, and asking yourself, what have I been doing energetically to tithe of my time, talent, and treasure regularly as a regular practice? Then the third thing is, if you want people to invest in you as a coach, to be continually investing in yourself, to be coached by someone, to invest in your spiritual development, to stay on top of your game as a spiritual teacher and leader, and I know that every single person on this call has invested greatly in their learning, in their in everything that you're doing. So I just commend you. I congratulate you. I'd like you to take your hand and pat yourself on the back because I know that you know this, which is why you're on the call, and that not just to do it once, but to do it over and over and over again and be continually investing in yourself. The people that are at the top of this game, the coaching and consulting game, there's never not a time when they're not investing in this way. So it's continual, it's constant. And then the third place is really your physical space. So there's been a lot of science behind feng shui and the energy of your space. And again, if I'm ever in a slump, one of the first things I look at is my desk and clutter and papers. And, you know, a cluttered space is a cluttered mind. And one of my favorite stories actually is Bob Proctor working when he was in sales. And I don't remember it specifically, but I do remember the result. And there was an individual who was struggling with their sales. And Bob told him, and with money in particular, and Bob somehow saw his physical space or somehow realized that he just had clutter and this whole disorganized office all around him. And he said, clean your space. And he said, I don't have time, I'm too busy. And he said, clean your space. If you want to know how to shift your energy, get your space organized. And so he did, and everything turned around. He could think clearer. So I have a daily and a weekly habit of just clearing out any papers that I don't need. I love to use legal pads, but then they get, full. So I have a process where I'll, I like to write. I like to physically, tangibly hold things in my hand for whatever reason. So I'll use that, but then it also ends up starting to feel cluttered if I haven't torn off those pages and just recycled them. So whatever that is for you, I really recommend keeping your space organized. And the other thing is really looking your best. You want to be, you want to really be in a space where you are clean and groomed. And even if you're working from home and you're going to be home all day, I feel different when I get up and I get refreshed, and I look nice, as opposed to just staying in my dirty pajamas and not looking my best. So that's important. And then not only your office, but your actual home. So clearing out drawers, organizing your garage. I mean, just in general, your physical space absolutely has an effect on your life balance. So I'll just leave it at that. Now, for tool number one, as far as laying the foundation, continuing to lay the foundation for optimal enrollment, all of the previous things I just talked about are really there to help you energetically be in the optimal resonance and space for enrollment. So the other thing, though, is your self-confidence around who you are as a coach and the difference that you make. And you would think of all the people on the planet, Mary Morrissey, would have like the optimal self-confidence in recognizing the difference that she makes. But the truth is one of the easiest things to forget is our own client success stories. And so not too long ago, myself and Rich and Matt went over to Mary's house to do a session with her. And one of the first things we did was we had her think of three clients that she had served, what their issue was when they first started to work with her, and what their current results are now. And we wrote it all down. And the most brilliant thing occurred for her, and it was just so fun to witness this process, is her entire spirit. I mean, here we are working, and it's easy to get into the daily grind. I'm making my calls, and I'm booking this, and I'm doing that, and I'm coaching, and, it's this kind of your nose to the grindstone kind of feel. And this is critical to really write out your client success stories and do this often, not just do it one time, but we're all coaching people all the time. So to have fresh, new memories and stories of people that we've really made a difference for, and keep it in eye's view, write it out. And even if you just need a little note to remind yourself of Joe and his meeting a soulmate or Susan and dropping those 10 pounds that she couldn't drop for 20 years, or whatever the client, and even if it's just, you know, just whatever story or memory you have, that when you think of that person or you think of what you did, and it might not even be coaching a client, maybe it's something else, but this is to really boost your self-confidence and to remind yourself of what a kick-ass, amazing, just person, coach, individual that you are. And it's so easy for us to forget our own brilliance. And so, you know, this whole tool number one, where you're picking three people and you're describing the client, you're describing their problem, describing the process, describing the solution, I really recommend that be a practice, that on a monthly basis you go through and you think about the month and you think about the things that you did this month to make a difference and who you made a difference for. And it could be little things. It doesn't have to be these huge client results. It can be, but it can also just be, you know what, I feel really good that I talked to this person that looked like they were sad at the coffee shop. And I, you know, I'll give you an example. I was, I went for a jog on Monday, and there was those guys that do the, like the the grass, right? So they do the blowing, and he had his truck on the pathway, right? And as I'm leaving, this little voice says, go back and tell him. But the voice waited. It wasn't right as I was passing him, right? It's like 30 feet away already, and I'm running a little bit late as it is. And the little voice comes and says, go back and tell him you appreciate the work that he does. And I argued with myself for just a split second about doing that. And I thought, no, you know, I can just send him the energy of love as I'm walking. It's so funny how our ego will argue with our spirit, right? And obviously I'm telling you the story because my spirit won, and I stopped, and I said, no, I'm going to go back. And so I went back, and he had his window rolled up, and he's eating his lunch. And, you know, I love how spirit works, because I felt slightly uncomfortable bothering him and knocking on his window to tell him this, you know, but I did it anyways, and I feel really good about myself. I have felt good about myself all week because I did that. And it's that kind of stuff, you know, writing that down and reading it, so in the morning we remember when we show up as a person of increase. It's that. It's celebrating the moments where we've been a person of increase and resonating with that at the beginning of the day and throughout the day to really keep our vibration as high as it can be. All right, so tool number three is really creating your ideal client avatar. This isn't so much your niche. And let me just say it this way. I have worked with my client avatar, but that client avatar has been differing genders. You know, I've had women and men who've shown up as my client ideal avatar. I've had younger individuals and individuals that are decades older. I've had all sorts of different clients that I've worked with. But ultimately, what makes them my ideal client is that we're just a perfect match. But what's been so fun for me in this whole process of attracting, being a dream builder coach and attracting clients to me who are perfectly aligned to me, is that spirit loves to kind of play tricks with me sometimes. And I know it's all about me growing in my faith, that it was so simple and so easy, it wouldn't cause me to grow in my faith and to become a bigger, more expanded individual. And so in one of my more recent enrollments, I was at an event and I felt this connection with this gentleman, but he was not at all somebody that I would typically work with or enroll as far as what I know my niche is or what I'm really focusing on as far as health and well-being area, and particularly women, right? But this guy, there was just this spark, there was this energy, I knew it. I ended up enrolling him. Long story short, he has been taking a program with his wife, and his wife is all about transforming the world through movement and dance. So you just don't know. And the whole first part of our working together, she wasn't a part of it at all. And so I just invite you to trust spirit, but to know on an energetic level what it feels like to work with your ideal client. So your ideal client really understands their area of struggle, their area of discontent, what's not working, and they can speak to it and they can be specific about it, right? So those clients that are like, well, my life is great, you know, that's not going to be your ideal client. Now, you might be able to help coach them to really unlayering what's really going on, and that, you know, good is the enemy of great, right? And oftentimes you can, but not always. You know, if a client's not wanting to change, if there's nothing that they're wanting to up-level and shift, you know, it's going to be a different, you know, kind of an experience working with them, right? So ideally, you've got a client that really gets what's what they want, you know, what the longing and the discontent is, and they also really get their vision. Now, they may not know, they may not have the answer, but they can define for you on an energetic level what it, so they may not know, they may hate their job, but they may not have any clue of what they'd rather do. But on an energetic level, they know that they want to feel purposeful, they want to wake up feeling great about what they are going to spend their time doing, that they want to make a certain amount of money doing that. You know, they have a clear vision. They can paint with you a clear idea of what that is. And then, you know, you want clients that are going to show up on time. You want clients that are motivated to do the work. You want clients that really will see quantifiable results, tangible results. You want clients that are willing to pay in full, upfront, on time, gladly, if they're on a payment plan. You want clients that love to refer others to you and your programs, and that are kind, thoughtful, respectful, and eager to learn and grow. So I'm sure you have other things that maybe you could add to that. In Sananda's case, maybe it's clients that are really interested and open to a deeper meditation practice, that's something that, whether they realize it consciously or not, Spirit is inviting them into, because that's part of her program that she offers people. So, you know, whatever it is that you love to do, or whatever you're bringing to the table that is really special, you may want to add that to your client. I mean, so for example, but the interesting thing is, for me, I want clients, typically, my focus is to work with people who really want a deeper experience of embodiment, and particularly in health and well-being and the full spectrum of it. They're not coming to me for the P90X experience to get ripped in 90 days. They're coming to me for a much more deeper spiritual connection with who they are and in through their body, and they recognize it's in the body and not in absence of the body. However, with this particular client that I just described to you, that wasn't at all our first conversation, but I am able to stay open enough to Divine Spirit working through me that I didn't judge him and I didn't get stuck on what my niche is, but I was able to really open and allow for what Spirit was trying to create in that moment. And so that's obviously the invitation, is to lay this out, but to leave room, to leave this room for like breathing room for whoever it is that Spirit wants to bring you. You know, when you're clear about who you are and what you bring in your gifts, and you're clear about the fact that this information will absolutely transform lives, if the client is ready, the longing and discontent is so strong, or the vision and or the vision is so intense, and or you can help them get to that place through the initiation stage of working with you, it becomes crystal clear and you help them get to that place. And they know that this is about showing up. This is about investing in themselves. This is about really doing the work, and they're willing to do it. And you just get that. There's like, the energy that I get with clients is this, just this vibration, it's this hum, it's this energy, and that's what I hold. So when I'm doing my client attraction exercises, and ultimately, ideally, it's every breath that you take is a client attraction exercise. It's, you are this beacon of energy, and every move that you make is this divine choreography, dancing with Spirit. Every phone call, every... just, it's all beautifully orchestrated. And so you know that you are perfectly aligned, and you know that there are these beautiful souls who are on their way to you right now, and who look like this, who feel like this. It's more of a feeling tone of this sparkling, crystal, humming energy of connection. And I know you know what that feels like. So when you're moving through this phase of your business of enrollment, that's the energy that you're sending out. Is that, it's almost like a lighthouse. Boom, you're sending out that vibrational frequency. Or you could call it a tone. You have a unique tone. And there are other people out there that hear that tone, that resonate with that frequency tone that is uniquely yours. So if you were a musical instrument, it would be like you pluck that guitar string. Or if you were a bell, you hit the bell and there's this that goes out, right? Or this tone, this tonality that goes out. And there are those walking the planet who are a match. And that's the energy that you focus on as far as client attraction or your ideal avatar. Your avatar matches your tone. That's it. And yes, in the marketing world, you can get into niches and things of that nature, but ultimately, as long as you're in resonant with your deepest connected tone, you will attract those that are a match. All right, so tool number four is money-making goals, deepening your commitment to manifesting new coaching clients with these six steps. So this isn't anything new. This is all stuff that we know. And part of what I really know about why it is so valuable to take you through these steps, as if you haven't heard them before, and one of the ways I got reminded of the importance of this was I'm listening to a program right now, and one of the stories in the program was how this very famous coach, basketball coach, the first week he started working with his, and this is a college basketball coach, the first week he started coaching his new all-stars, he spent hours teaching them how to tie their shoes. So imagine, you know, you spent your whole life probably playing basketball, you've tied your shoes a zillion times, and the coach is teaching you how to tie your shoes. And the coach's philosophy and theory was that if their shoes are on properly and tied properly, there's less blisters that occur on the feet, therefore less opportunities that you'd be in a championship game, and you've got a kid out because he's got a blister, he's got an injury, because he didn't have his shoes on properly. And that's really what we're doing here. You know, it's wax on, wax off, you know. So if you look at this month, let's just take a look at March. We're already into the first week of March. It's March 5th. How clearly defined do you have your sales or enrollment goals for March? And what kind of a plan do you have in place to reach your enrollment goal for this month? So the first thing, and this is on page 8 of your enrollment section. I know you probably don't have your pages numbered, but the new one that's coming out will be numbered. So the first thing is to write down how many clients you'd like to attract. Right here it says over the next 6 months, but let's just say for this month. How many clients would you love to be really have as enrolled clients? How much revenue would that present for you? Have you run the math? Do you know what the income is? And I would assume all of you have these things, but this is tying our shoes, right? Write down your why. Have you asked yourself what your why is? You know, anytime I get into a little bit of a lower frequency, just emotionally, what really helps bring me out of that in any, you know, given month is my why. And at this stage in my life, it has a lot to do with my kids. And I could be in the worst mood or just something could have rattled me. And it's not often these days, actually. I'm able to really hold a really high frequency most of the time. It's pretty rare. But, you know, none of us are perfect. And so there will be moments where I can just feel my frequency dropping a little bit. And all I have to do is think about them and their reliance on me and what I want for them and what I want to provide for them, and that it's all connected to that at this stage in my life. And I know when they're older and they're out of the house, it'll shift. It'll be a little bit different. And that isn't my only why, but I'm just, you know, just for purpose of a story. So what's your why? You know, why are you going to pick up the phone today and call some places to book vision workshops? Why are you going to go and, you know, spark up a conversation with somebody? Why would you go to a networking? Why would you call an affiliate partner, a referral partner, you know, an individual, maybe it's a fitness center or Pilates studio or a doctor's office or a dentist or a hairstylist, and say, hey, I'm a life coach. You know, I'm sure you probably meet people and see people who would possibly be in need of transformation in their life. I'd love to talk to you about how we could become a referral partner. Why would you be making that phone call today? What's your why? And if you haven't really taken the time to write that down and really get in connection with it, I highly, highly recommend that you do. So you're going to connect to your why. Then you're going to create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once. And here's the thing. You know, what I know is we've laid out for you a proven path to building your business. And what I know is you might, let's just say today you had planned you were going to pick up the phone and make 25 calls. But in your morning meditation or your morning tea or your morning walk on the beach or whatever you do in the morning to connect, you hear a message to go somewhere or to call somebody or to do something. And that's obviously your intuition. That's your inner compass helping you in a way that our proven business plan may not have helped you today. Do you see what I'm saying? So I'm saying follow your path. Have a plan. You know, write out, okay, I'm going to be making my 25 calls every day. I'm going to be going to these networking meetings on these days. I'm going to go somewhere I've never been. I'm going to go to this library. I've never been to that library, and I'm sure there's people there that I could meet. I'm going to, you know, whatever it is, whatever your formula is that is part of the proven path that you know we've laid out for you, but is also part of uniquely who you are. It might be this yoga studio, and you meet people at this yoga studio, and then all of a sudden you're doing a vision workshop at that yoga place because that's part of your unique makeup, you know. But ultimately, it's sourcing every day. Spirit, what can I do today to really catapult my success and connect with way more individuals that are humming my note? They're in harmony with my unique makeup of who I am. And then just hearing what comes. You know, the story that I told you earlier about tithing my time to one of our Life Mastery consultants, there was a specific day when a specific email came into my inbox that I've received emails from that company, dozens and dozens and dozens of emails that I never open. And for whatever reason, that day, that email just was an email I had to open. And then I got an idea. The first currency of the universe comes to us in the form of ideas. We want more enrollment. We want more income. We want more serving. We want to give more. The first connection where spirit is breathing this spark of life through us will come from an idea. So just really paying attention to those ideas for your plan. What's your plan? You could have a plan, but just know that God's at the helm, you know, at the driver's seat of that plan, or divine spirit, whatever word works for you. Then the goal here is to read your statement aloud twice a day, once when you wake up and once before you go to bed. So really seeing, feeling, and believing yourself to already have enrolled whatever your enrollment goal is for this month. paying the amount that they would pay, and we're leaving room for this or something even better, but also really feeling yourself delivering the coaching to these clients that you've enrolled this month and enjoying the life that you love living thanks to the fact that you're holding the space for them to grow and to transform, bringing them to mind the clients that you've already helped and how good it felt to help them really live their purpose and serve them. So, you know, when you're looking at your goals, really feeling what it feels like to be in service, feeling what it feels like to live your best day. Now, this might be already in your vision and you're working with your vision, but I think one of the most tedious things in enrollment in general and in being a Life Mastery consultant in general is really the rigor of working with the vision, working with the goal. And particularly in enrollment, I think it's important to have those enrollment goals. And it's been actually pretty surprising for me to coach some of these business building mastermind groups and hear somebody say, okay, I've got this vision workshop, and I'll say, okay, so what's your strategy session goal? And they don't know it off the top of their head. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking, hello, you know, it's so great. I love being able to be on the call and remind them that, yes, they can put all this time and energy into the teaching, but where most coaches or consultants often falter a little bit, or, you know, they're not putting as much love into their business are those goals. So having your strategy session number goal from that opportunity, from the strategy session goal, having your enrollment goal very clear in mind, and the enrollment goal is tied to a specific program that you're starting. When is it starting? Do you have it carved out on your calendar? Do you have the time? Is it in your calendar? Have you laid out all 12 weeks of that program all through your calendar system? Really, you know, setting the table. That's what this is. This whole section here is really about setting the table for your clients and doing that every single month. And then as you're going through your month, just tracking it and seeing what you're doing. And that's really where when we did our math with you at the beginning of this program, it was the 6-month calendar, the 1-month calendar, and then the daily activities within that calendar. And, you know, the daily could be more of a week. So rather than having the same day, because I know that doesn't work for some of you that are more in flow energy, but just going, okay, so throughout my week, here's some time that I've carved out for my enrollments. Here's some time I've carved out for my marketing systems. Here's the time that I've carved out for actual coaching clients. Here's my me time. Here's my fitness time. Here's my, you know, you've looked at your schedule, and then if you look at a week and you're not seeing your results, you want to look back over, like at the end of the week, if you go, okay, I didn't enroll anybody this week. So you just want to do a scan of your week and ask yourself, okay, well, what was missing? Did I just not get out there and did I not pick up the phone and make calls? Or was I just not in the right energy during my enrollment conversations? I didn't close anybody this week. I didn't enroll any new clients. I had the sessions booked. I just, for whatever reason, you know, it just didn't happen. Or, you know what, I feel really great. I made my calls this week. I had my strategy sessions. I didn't enroll anybody yet, but I know those seeds are planted and it's coming. And so we don't catastrophize it and we don't sugarcoat it, but we just look at it square in the face, and then we make whatever shifts we need to make. So, you know, what I'll do is if I've got a week where I feel great about all the actions, but maybe I just didn't have an enrollment, then I'll go through my mind, body, spirit list. I'll look at tithing, time, talent, treasure. I'll look at organizational space. I'll look at, you know, have I really been sending out my energy in the ways that I know really works when I'm consciously, I'm sending it out all the time, and I know that I'm sending out my energy all the time, but there's just, it's a different when I just stop everything I'm doing, and I just bring my full laser beam focus to that client attraction moment, and have I done that? And likewise, it's equally important, let me say this, it's equally important to do this, and probably even more so, well, I don't know if it's more so, but but when things are going well, let me say it this way. When things are going well, oftentimes things are going so well that we just don't take the time to notice why it's going so well. That's really how often it'll work. When things aren't going well, we start to, oftentimes just pick it apart and freak out and, why isn't it working, you know? And then when things are really humming, we're just kind of doing the happy dance and going through, and we're usually pretty busy when things are going well. So what I want to say is, particularly when you've enrolled a client, just take note. Okay, what was it? You know, what are the different components of why that worked so well? Okay, so clearly this is an ideal client. We're energetically a perfect match. This person came from where? Where was the lead gen? Your lead generation, you know, was it a marketing event or like a network group, or was it a vision workshop, or was it a friend, or was it a referral, or, you know, why was there that click? How did the conversation go? Did I remember to price condition? Did I remember to give them the overview of the call at the beginning? Did they have a paradigm? If so, how did I help them overcome that? Just really take note of what you're doing that's working so that you can keep doing more of what's working. So, all right, moving on. Your strategy session questionnaire. So I would assume and hope that all of you are using this. And what I encourage you to do is actually make it your own. Add your spice to it. Add your unique flavor, you know, and if you also may not need to. You might think what we've got here is great and you love it. I wouldn't recommend adding a lot of questions. I would keep it to between 5 and 7 questions max. But there may just be a way that you want to ask the question, or something now that you've been coaching you realize is an important thing that you would like to know. What's in the book, the questions are, what interested you in having a strategy session? What is the main area of struggle or concern in your life right now? Describe your dream. If you could resolve your main area of struggle and live the life you love, what would that look like? What self-improvement work have you done previously? I think this is important because it'll tell you, usually, hopefully, if they've invested in programs and the program didn't work for them, or if they have a lot of background with this type of program so that you can use different vocabulary with them that they're going to understand because they speak new thought language. Or if they're brand new, then there's going to be possibly, you know, a different way you might help that person really understand what you're talking about than somebody who's more experienced, right? Obviously, on a scale from 1 to 10, how interested you are in changing your results in your main area of struggle on a physical, emotional, mental, and financial level. And up until now, what has kept you from living the life you love? What's the real reason? So personally, I also like to ask them if they, for me, because I do movement and embodiment work, if there's a history of any kind of abuse or if there are any medications the client's taking, sometimes that can trigger something where you go, okay, maybe I need to ask if they're seeing a psychiatrist or anybody like that. You know, you want to know as much as you can about the person. And those are questions you can also ask if you feel like it's appropriate when you're on the phone with them. So they don't always have to be in the questionnaire. You can reserve. Sometimes I'll just have the questions that I know I might want to ask in addition to what is on the questionnaire. But, obviously the questionnaire is first and foremost, it tells you that they're willing to spend the time to fill it out. And I really sell people on the personal value that they will get from filling out the questionnaire. And I'll just paint it red and I'll say, I know you're busy. We're all busy. And I just want you to know how valuable it is that you have said yes to yourself through connecting with me. And you will have a completely different experience during our strategy session or whatever word you're using for it if you take the time to answer a few questions that I'm going to send you. And really, I would love it if you would send it to me. I'm going to carve out time to be thinking about you, to be reviewing your questions, to be supporting you in this way. So just I encourage you, our session's on Tuesday at 4. So let's say, and you literally walk people mentally through this. You would think that they would get it on their own, but I have found that it's really helpful to actually mentally walk them through the process. So I'll say, so you know, what I would recommend doing is on Sunday night, maybe carve out some time for yourself, pull open the questionnaire, really sit in a space where you can really focus on this. I wouldn't do it while you're watching TV or, you know, distracted. Really invest your personal attention on it. And, you know, answer the questions. Really let spirit speak through you. And then please send it right back to me. I'll let you know that I've gotten it. And also, would you please send me an email when you get the questionnaire, just so I know that you got it first and foremost. And then, of course, as soon as you send it back, I'll let you know that I've gotten it. That way we're prepared and ready to go, and we'll have a much more powerful, much deeper experience together if you take the time to do that. And I take the time to review it before we hop on the call. It'll actually take us to a whole nother level than if we're just thinking about these questions when we first get on the line, okay? And, I mean, you can hear how long I took to explain that. I highly recommend that. Now, if you're at a larger vision workshop and you've got 20 people signing up for your vision, for your strategy session, you know, chances are timing isn't appropriate to spend that much time with each and every person to explain that. So what would be helpful is to put that in an email. Just a really lovely email helping describe to them what the session is like. If you have the time and can carve out the time to call them and say, hey, I've just sent you a client questionnaire, and leave this in a voicemail or talk to them over the phone later, I highly recommend it. They're going to feel the weight that you're putting on this session and the value that you're putting on, you know, really this blueprinting process with them. So now we move into, so this whole first part of our teaching was really energetic aspects and pre-work. All of what we just talked about is all the pre-work, but I would say, you know, it's so important, all of that, all of the energetic pieces that you bring to your life, and it will absolutely 100% increase or decrease your ability to enroll and your ability to attract the right, you know, clients by being in the right energetic state. So let's go through the 7 steps of the enrollment conversation, and we're going to go through paradigms and busting paradigms, and I'm going to open it up for Q&A as well, okay? So the first step is really about, and let me
Jen,
just say, yeah.
I don't know if everybody else's lines, but it keeps, your voice keeps coming really choppy.
Is
across.
It? Oh,
yeah.
No.
And yeah, I'm sorry, but in case other people are having, I thought you would want to know.
I do want to know. I'm going to probably call in on.
I'm not having that experience.
You are or you're not?
Not.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not. Jen, I'm not either. This is Linda.
Oh, good.
Okay. Maybe it's a problem with my line then. Okay, sorry.
No, Rita, but I really appreciate you saying that because I've made some changes to so that I can have a strong signal, and I would be very sad if if that those changes hadn't worked. So, okay, good. All right, well, thank you for letting me know. I appreciate that. And Rita, hopefully, if you need to go back and listen to the recording and get anything you might be missing, I'll just trust that the line is okay. So, all right, so this whole thing around pre-qualifying your client, let me just say that I really learned this through, you know, decades of enrolling people in different types of products. And I really took the stance of being like a consultant, which you are, right? As a coach, you're a consultant. And that just because the client might be interested in something that you might be doing or maybe taking their life to the next level, that you want to, the mentality that you bring is really important. You're not trying to get them to do anything. You're not trying to sell them something. You're helping them get so connected to what in sales you call the hot button, which is the real reason why they would want to invest in a change for themselves, right? That's key. But at the same time, they need to know that they need to qualify to work with you. Now, there's different ways you can you can create that sense or that energy. For some people, saying it that way works. For other people, it just doesn't resonate. You can say it as, you know, in the beginning when you're giving the client your overview of where you're taking them. That's really, really important. I'd say one of the most important things for the enrollment conversation, or really any sales conversation, period, is to open up with really, where are we going with this? What's the whole point? What's the purpose? And I think it's important that you let clients know how much time you have to talk to them. If they're on time for the call, I love opening up with a compliment, thanking them for being on time, thanking them and celebrating them for carving out the time for themselves. And just say, very few people do this. You know, people will spend more time planning a vacation than they will really looking at their life and blueprinting what they would love their life to be like. And so I just really commend you and celebrate you for taking the time to invest in yourself in this way. People love to be complimented, and it's uplifting at the beginning of the call. I also like to connect with them just on some random level. If they're somewhere else in the world or in the country or in the world, sometimes I'll talk to people in different countries. I'll just say, so what's the weather like for you right now? I'm in California, so obviously it's usually pretty nice and pretty, you know, stable, which can be a little boring at times. Or I'll just throw some sort of a something. I want to connect with them. I'll just say, so how are you today? How are you really today? You know, but I want to come in at just this real life moment. And then I'm also listening for their state of being. And it's not often, but every once in a while, somebody will be so flustered and so not centered that I'll reschedule their session for another time. I can just tell this is probably not going to turn out as well as I would like for them. Not so much that I'm thinking about my enrollment, which is a part of the equation, but I really want them to get the best out of the experience. And if they're not in the right state of mind or energy to receive the gift of it, I would much rather invest my time in another way. So I might reschedule the call at the top of the call. But, you know, the other thing is really just letting them know that this is, as much as we're going to be looking at a blueprint for the results that you'd really love to experience in your life and really notice what's not working and get clear on that and then carve out and really talk about a few action steps that you can take to move you in that direction, you know, as a certified life mastery consultant, this is what I help people do. I help people go to the next level. But they're, you know, I'm selective about who I work with. I have a limited number of people that I can work with. So at the end of this call, if it looks like we're a good fit for each other, I'll let you know. If it looks like a program that I offer or a service that I provide would really serve you and helping take you to that next level, we'll discuss that. But ultimately, what I really want for you is to have much more clarity about where it is that you'd love to go and what you'd love to create and what might be keeping you from that right now and how to get there. Is that okay? How does that sound? And then I'll let them know also how much time we have. You know, we'll, if you've given them 45 minutes, just say, you know, I do have another call in roughly an hour, and I just want to make sure if I move the call along, it's, you know, I might interrupt you, so just forgive me for that. But I just, there's a whole process to this, and I'd really love to make sure that we get through all of the main points that I'd love to hit so that you really feel served throughout this process. So how does that sound? Great. And then, you know, you move forward. So what I really want to reiterate here is the importance of you personally writing out your intro, the intro that's Linda's intro, that's Judy's intro, that's Rita's intro. Take the basic formula that I've given you, but make it your own. One of the funniest and funnest times for me, or most fun times for me, was when Rich started selling life coaching. And he tried to do it like me. And even though the formula hasn't changed, the structure, the format, the building blocks of what creates a successful strategy session is 100% the same. It has not changed. He is night and day different in the conversation because he made it his own. He brought Rich to the table. So what we're offering you is not to become a cookie-cutter version of Jennifer or Rich or anybody else that's doing this, but that you recognize, you know, some sort of complimentary, celebrating them, you know, connecting with them on a personal level before jumping right into business, giving them an overview of what we're really going to do here on this call, and that this is just step one, that there are these building blocks to dream building. Blueprinting is step one, and that if it looks like they're a good fit, if it looks like they qualify for what you do and that what you do is a perfect match for what they need, that there might be a conversation about that at the end, but ultimately they will know and have laid out for them a few steps that they can take. And again, this is about you putting it into your words. So if how I say it doesn't work for you or it just doesn't feel natural, create your sentence. But this is about writing it out and trying it out. And then you might say something one day and go, ooh, I love that. That's so good. And you write that down. And then you remember to say it, because if you don't, it's so crazy how our brains work. We often, this is what I was talking about, when you're really humming, when you're really on fire and your things are just going well, you want to write down those little things that you say. And then I have found journals, sales journals, where I'll go back and look at them. Oh my God, I totally forgot I used to say that. That was the best story. And it totally worked. And then I'll remember. So that's why you want to be writing these things down, tracking the little nuances that you bring to the table that work, because you'll forget. You'll move away from it and you'll forget the things that are working really well. So the second step, of course, is you're going to talk to them about an area of struggle or what might not be working well. You're going to talk about their vision. And the important thing here, I think, is emotion. You know, this is where you don't want them to go so deep into the depths of despair that you can't pull them out, you know. And so what I like to do with the struggle, most people have an easier time with struggle. Not everybody. You'll get those people that are, life is great, life is fine, there's nothing wrong, you know. So, but with the people that, in general, you want to start with in a nutshell. So you can say things like in a nutshell, or, you know, if you just give me the brief history of what, you know, what's been going on for you in your life in the last, you know, couple of years, and what have you really been struggling with? Is there something that you've been really wanting to change but you haven't been able to change, or an improvement in your life that you would love to make that you haven't been able to make? You know, talk to me and see if you can encapsulate it. Give it to me in a nutshell version. So that's helpful. When I forget to use the word nutshell, I get the hour-long story. And sometimes I'll forget. So if that ever occurs, you can. I highly recommend that you keep a timer in front of you until you really get on a roll with understanding how to keep the call flowing without it going 2 hours. A two-hour strategy session, pretty much guaranteed, will fail every time. They're exhausted. It's been too long. Your magic moment is right around the 45-minute mark. And And particularly for people that are talkative, it means interrupting them. It means saying, okay, so for purpose of time, what I hear you saying is you've been really struggling with your marriage, and would you say that's the primary issue, or is there anything else that, you know, in a nutshell, so if you could just give it to me in a sentence or two, what the real core thing is, that if you could shift this in your life, things would be so much better. So that's for the people that have a clear picture of their pain. For those that, you know, have a harder time connecting with it, you know, I'll often just talk about how the good life is the enemy of a great life. And that the truth is, we don't get to just float through life. We're either leaning into expansion or we're contracting into death, ultimately. It's either leaning into life and expanding into life, or withering and contracting. And there is no staying the same. And so then what I'll do is I'll take them through the quadrants. Usually there's one quadrant where there's something going on, but they just, you know, they didn't really want to talk about it. So I'll say, okay, well, let's look at the areas of health and well-being. Let's look at the areas of vocation. Let's look at the area of relationships. Let's look at, you know, we look at all of the areas. And as I sort of interview them briefly about each area, usually they're like, oh, well, yeah, I guess you're right. I haven't been, you know, as fit as I like to be, and I've stopped working out a year ago, and I've gained 15 pounds, and then voila, you've got, you know, something. But what I'm listening for is that it really resonates for them. And one of the mistakes that I've made, and I do know that coaches make, is that we'll make a judgment for the client of what we think they need. And so then if we're not careful, we'll try to sell them what we think they need instead of help them to identify for themselves. It's like, I think we're all women on the call, but maybe not. I don't know for sure. But so for men, oftentimes, right, we want them to make a decision, but we want them to think that they came up with that idea themselves, right? And I guess for the men, it would be the same thing for the women. So they're, you know, I don't want to make it too gender specific here, but it's the same thing for your client. You want them to come up with it on their own rather than you giving them the answer. Even if it ends up being the same thing, the fact that they came up with it. So you can suggest, you could say, so what I hear you saying is this, and what I'm sensing or what I'm hearing behind that, would it be possible that you may also be desiring this? I could be wrong, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but so those are nice ways of presenting, you know, awareness and giving it back to them. But in this whole section where you're helping them look at what they're struggling with and then you repeat back to them what they've just stated, it's crucial that you're right. You have a piece of paper in front of you and you're writing down their specific words. And I have to say, this is so huge. It's not the same if you repeat back your words about what they said. It is everything that if they say the word vice grip, you repeat that back to them. If they say they want, you know, a garden with roses and daisies, that you don't say just a garden, you say a garden with roses and daisies. You know, you might not, when you repeat back, if it's a very long, long, long thing and you can't remember everything, just pick out some, usually there's a few really highlighted, energetic things that are really fused with a lot of emotion. Those are the things you really want to focus on writing down that have a real emotional pull, so that when you're repeating back to them, so what I hear you saying is you're really struggling with and you repeat back those emotions, those emotional words. And if they're not using emotional words, I would ask them for the emotional word. So you would, you know, say, so how does that make you feel? If you could encapsulate that whole situation with your, you know, your husband in one word, in an emotion, what would it be? You know, it might be struggle, it might be anger, it might be whatever it is for them, you know. But getting as much emotional languaging is really, really helpful. People buy out of the theater of the heart. So when they're connected to their heart, when they're feeling what's really going on, they're going to be that much more likely to enroll in a process that will help them get to the emotion that they really want to be feeling and out of the emotion that is the stuck emotion. So once you've helped them look at how they're struggling and what it is that they'd really love and really paint the vision. And when they're painting the vision, let me just add, you want them to really go there. If they're not going there, I will stop them. And I'll say, well, you know what, let me pause. I'm not feeling it. And, you know, I want to be honest with you. In order for you to really blueprint this, I need you to, you know, like, you know, with Mary Poppins, when they've got the picture frame and then all of a sudden they get into the picture, I need you to get into the picture. I want you to, if you're not closing your eyes, close your eyes, you know, but really go there and really move into the theater of your heart and really connect it. You know, you just help them, really coach them into a feeling tone. Then you're going to obviously help them see that there's a gap here. And the way I like to describe it is I say, so let's imagine that we're going to get into a helicopter and we're going to fly 10,000 feet above your life and we're going to look down and we're going to see you where you are now. and you're struggling with blah, 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 and you say two or three things, and you're feeling this. Then, you know, out into the future, you've got this dream, and you're living this, and you feel this way, and this is going on, and that, and a few things are going on. And there's a gap here between where you are and where you'd really love to be. And at this point, this is really where the opportunity lies for your client to recognize that they could try to traverse this gap on their own. They probably already have. They've probably been struggling with this for 10 years or 5 years or however long it's been. And so, you know, this is a good time to ask them, how long has this been going on? How long have they known that they want to change this? How long are they willing to let this keep going? Or are they really willing and ready to draw a line in the sand today? And do they recognize that they need help? You know, do they even know the statistics of coaching, and how much more likely it is that they can reach their goal with a tested, proven, predictable system for repeatable success with a coach who's walked many, many people through this process before. And this is also a wonderful opportunity for a client success story. If you have one that's similar to what your client is struggling with, great. And if not, you can just use the emotions. Let's say your client has a divorce issue, but your best client success story was a money transformation. You could just focus on the emotion. You could just say, you know what? You remind me so much of a client that I recently worked with. And this client was really struggling, and they were really just having a hard time. They were waking up frustrated, and things just weren't going the way they wanted to go. And through the process of working with me and coaching and really applying a proven system for success, within a short period of time, they really began to live with more ease and grace, and they felt more abundance and peace of mind and happiness with their life. And so, you know, as much as you've got this gap here, I do want you to know that there is a way to cross this gap. And so again, if you want to seed a client success story, that's a really great place to seed it. But ultimately, you're looking for them to say, this is it, this is my moment, I'm not willing to struggle anymore, I'm willing to say yes, what I need is help and support, and I recognize that. And so however you help them to get to that place, ultimately you don't want to move on until you feel that. And if there's any hesitation with them, I would call it red and just say, so what's the hesitation? You know, you're saying, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll, you know. And if there is a hesitation, oftentimes what's helpful is the story to say, you know, here's the thing. You know, you've got this issue, and if you could have changed it on your own.
Hello, is anybody else there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes.
Hello? Somebody can't hear us. Can you guys hear me? This is Jennifer. Who can hear me?
Yes.
Sananda,
yes,
can hear me?
Yes.
Rita can hear me? Okay.
I can hear you, Robin.
Robin can hear me. Okay, maybe we lost Linda Minnick. Linda, are you there? I think that may have been Linda. So anyhow, all right, well, we'll keep going on. We lost somebody there. But now we're at the moment where if they've come to the place where they really, you know that there's just this, they get it, they want to change, they agree that they need support in changing, then you're going to let them know that they qualify to work with you and that what they've described they need and they want and where they'd love to go is perfectly in alignment with what you do and what you offer as a certified life mastery consultant or whatever title you've given yourself. And the main reason is that you don't take everybody. And here's why they qualify. And let me tell you, in using this qualification process, if I forget to tell them why, if I just say you qualify, here's why, and here's what you qualify for, the Dream Builder Coaching Program or the Life Mastery Program or whatever program you're offering them, and I don't tell them why, they ask me. So why do I qualify? It's the most interesting thing. I love it. And I love that they want to know. And so, again, I really encourage you to come up with your perfect client qualification attributes. But for, you know, these are just a few that I think are important. But what I'll say is, you know, you're really clear about where you are in your life right now and what's not working. You have a very clear vision for the life that you would love living or for the result that you'd love to create or that you really want to do blah, 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 and I might repeat it, that you're committed. You know, you're not the kind of person that's wishy-washy. You're not somebody saying, well, I don't know, maybe, you know, I am really looking to work with somebody who's definite, who's clear, who's committed, who's focused, and that's what I feel that you are. And I also can see that you get that a proven system, a proven formula, as well as support and coaching is something that is highly valuable that you need, that if you could have done this on your own, you would have, and that you really do need some support. And so that's just a few. I have, you know, there's lots of things that I'm looking at engaging as I'm talking to you. And more than anything, it just, I sense it, I feel it. And then I might say to them, do you sense it as well? You know, how are you feeling? Does this feel like a good fit to you? And just see where, you know, again, I encourage you, even though we have a framework and a formula, your intuition speaking to you throughout the whole time, I encourage you to be aware and listen to your intuition as you go along and allow those words to come forth when spirit is, you know, giving them to you to say and speak them. If you're, you know, and in this moment, if you're sensing it isn't a good fit, even if intellectually you thought it was a good fit, there just might be, you know, recently there was a possible client and they had the money, they had the interest, it was all there. And as I took them through the process, I won't go into all of the details, but it was just very clear. My intuition was saying this isn't right. And so I've learned that one the hard way. You know, I haven't always listened to that. And so not been very many times, but I will say that your intuition is correct. And even if the client has money and they may want to pay you all kinds of money to work with you, you really want, especially with those clients are going to work with you longer and pay you the bigger fees, you really want to pay attention to intuition in those moments. So you've got the good fit revealed. They're feeling all warm and fuzzy because you've just given them a big boost to their self-confidence by telling them how wonderful they are and how focused they are. And even though they might have the struggle, they are set up for success already, that they have everything that is necessary to take them where they really want to go, and that they really do qualify to work with you. And then the next step is really to take them through your offer. And your offer is really where you say, so here's what I'm going to recommend. Clients that are like you, that have been in a similar situation to where you are, who want to this specific kind of result, the program that I know works, that I really feel you are a perfect fit for is XYZ, and you name the program, and then you go into your offer. Now, you have been handed two scripts, a Dream Builder program offer and a Life Mastery Consulting offer, a Life Mastery program offer, I guess. And the components are basically the same. If you look at those offers, it leads with results. It leads with you have your features and your benefits. Features are the fact that there's a workbook, that there may or may not be CDs depending on what you're offering them. There's a call that happens on a specific night or time. You know, those are the features. There's a retreat that's coming, those kinds of things. The benefit is what the client wants their result to be, right? So the reason why I'm explaining it in this way is because you can take any one of those scripts and actually make it your own if you have a different kind of a program that you're offering. So, You know, if it's a combo package, let's say you're enrolling a client into a year-long program, and that year-long program includes Dream Builder and Life Mastery and Into Your Genius or something like that, then you might have a name for the program, the XYZ year-long program, and here's what we're going to be doing throughout the year, you know. And you can take the current scripts that are there, and you can rewrite them looking at the components and really just matching up the components. So instead of a 3-month, it'll be a 12-month of calls. Here's the curriculum we're going to be working on throughout those 12 months. You know, in Dream Builder, we're working on the 10 steps to really manifesting your dream and creating predictable and proven results. In Life Mastery, it's the 6 main areas of mastering life, and each month we're going to focus on a different area. But you don't want to go too much into that, because here's the truth. They don't really care about that. What they want is the result. And they're willing to do, chances are, whatever it takes or do your program to get there. And so if your program is journaling in the morning and coming to a Saturday class, okay, I'm willing to do that. Why? Because I want that result. Okay, so if your program is listening to this CD meditation, okay, you know, they're not as interested in the process. They're not as interested in the feature. You know, when you get on American Airlines, you know, to go on vacation, you're willing to sit on the plane. You're willing to eat the plane food. You're willing to sit in a tight space so that you can go on your vacation. Your program is American Airlines. It's going to get them where they want to go. And, yes, there's bells and whistles and features, but we want, you know, 80% to be really spent on benefits. Benefits are what they've told you they want. What have they told you they want? They want to feel more connected to their spiritual side. They want to be healthier in their body. They want to feel more connected to their children. They want to increase their results in their business. At the end of the day, they want more revenue with less stress. You know, that's what they want. And here's the other thing. Make sure that you say what they want, not what you think they want. With one of our coaches recently, I was talking to her, and she was telling me her client results and why the client bought the program ultimately wasn't anywhere near what the program gave him. It was so much more, which you know in the back of your mind the client's going to get. But you don't want to oversell the program or sell them something that they don't know they need yet or they don't even know that they want yet. The benefits are what they've said they want. That's all you need to focus on, especially if there's enough emotional frequency with what it is that they say that they want that they're really connected to it. So that's really important, that piece. Then in the pitch is also in your offer, in other words, and the word pitch is really just tossing them the ball. You're saying, okay, I'm tossing you the ball as far as an opportunity to work with me. That's what that means ultimately. But your price conditioning, there's a really important reason why we condition the price. That means we always say the value of the program that I'm talking to you about is X. And the current investment to work with me is X. You want to price condition. Everywhere you look, if you look at any infomercial on TV right now, it's price conditioned. If you look at any car, you know, offer, there's price conditioning at the grocery store. Everywhere you turn, we are programmed for price conditioning. So you leave this out, you're really leaving out a gift of just greater sense of value that you could be offering the client is here's what it's worth. And the truth is it's priceless. You could also add that. You could say, well, here's what a program like this is really valued at. It's $5,000. And what the current investment is it's $29.95. $2,000, you want to say it, $995 so that people don't think it's $30. And but you know what, Janice, the truth is what value can you put on a greater connection with your children? If you were to really focus on your dream, you know, I don't think there's a price we could put on that. Do you? And she'll go, no, you know, there isn't a price you could put on that. But once you have stated the price, you want to stop talking. You just stop talking and just, even if it's a long time, and really see what comes next, see what they say. They might go, oh, okay. Or they might go, whoa, or you know, whatever they're going to say. But at the end of the day, you're looking for them to make the next move. So when you say the price, you know, it's helpful to say, how does that sound? So that they know it's in their, the ball's in their court. If you just say the price and don't give them some sort of an inclination that you're waiting for a response, it could be a really awkward, long silence, right? So, you know, you're saying the value of the program is this, the current investment, you don't want to say cost, you want to say investment is this. I know in one of the scripts that we wrote, the word cost was in there. So if you see the word cost in any of the offer scripts, you want to just cross out the word cost and replace it with investment, okay? The new ones that are coming out this training all have been replaced. So that was a mistake. Apologize for that. So anyhow, you want to say investment, and then you say, so, you know, how does this all sound? And you're going to, you know, they're going to obviously make a response. They're going to give you a response. You know what, though? Actually, hold on. I missed an important piece. One of the things that we have found is before you get to, I was just looking at our pages here, and I want to make sure that there's a clear distinction. Before you get to the price and you're describing, so in your offer, okay, there's a bold sentence before it goes to the next page, and it says, so that's a brief summary of the program. Do you have any questions or comments? That's before you get to the price. So I jumped ahead a little bit too far, all right? So you want to just, really what this is you're just testing the waters. You're taking their temperature. Before you get to the money, you want to just see, are they on board? You know, are they feeling it? Are they connected? And you'll get typically, before you get to the price, if you say, this is a brief summary of the program, and the picture that I've painted of what it'll feel like working with me, you know, how does this sound? You know, they're obviously waiting for the price, but you're going to get, in my opinion, a much more honest response at this point, a real gauge of where they're at, that isn't convoluted by the emotion of what money can bring up for people, right? So typically, if all's gone well and you're really vibing with the client, they're going to say, sounds great. This is exactly what I've been needing. It sounds really, really good. Then you can, you know, or they're going to say, you know, well, it sounds good, but I need to know how much it's going to cost. And so you either want one of these questions or you can ask both of these questions, but ultimately you just want to know that there's this readiness, and that they're really ready to partner with you as their coach. So however you want to, you can create your own sentence that is this moment. Some of the sentences we've used are, do you believe that working with me as your coach for the next 3 months will significantly move you in the direction of your dream? Another sentence is, are you ready to take your dream from thought into reality and invest in creating the life you'd love living? Another sentence might be, you know, before we talk about money, I just really want to know, I've heard you say that this is your time, that this is your moment, and I'm just, you know, are you really ready to draw a line in the sand and take action and really make this happen? Because that's what I'm looking for, you know, just one more time. And so ultimately it's a pause moment. You know, you can create whatever sentence, whatever question works for you. But those are some of the questions that have really worked in the past. So once you get the yes, that they, you know, that they're ready, that this is it, you know, this is their time, this is their moment kind of thing, then you can say, okay, great. So, you know, this is really where there's a couple things going on in this last paragraph, okay? Your price conditioning is critical, which we've just covered. The other thing that's important is some sort of a restriction on how many people you take, you know, letting them know that there's a limited number of seats in your program, or that there's a limited number of people that you have that you can work with. But, you know, they're going to think very differently about this program if you say that than if it, they just feel like, well, anybody who wants to come in can come in, and there's unlimited time. That you also want some sort of a time restriction on it. So you're either going to give them the opportunity for a fast action scholarship, where if they put $500 down now or paid in full now, then that gets them a seat in your program and you save them a seat. Or the time constraint is your program is starting on May 5th, but you have all enrollments in place by May 1st. And so, you know, you give them a deadline. They need to have some sort of a deadline. You want to, ideally, you want to pick usually one or the other, fast action scholarship, partial scholarship or discount, or your enrollment deadline. And you don't want it to, you don't want to push it out too far. You don't want to give them too much time to think about it, which is why the scholarship works. And it doesn't have to be a 24-hour. You know, with some coaches, if your vibe is more of kind of this high-end energy vibe, sometimes the fast action thing might not resonate. So you could just say, you know, if my clients enroll within 48 hours or 72 hours, you could give them maybe a little more time if they think they, you know, that resonates. Or if you're not going to use the fast action, then you want to pick a specific date that is the deadline for enrollment. And you say, along with that, enrollment is first come, first serve. I'm filling up quickly, and the sooner you let me know, the better. There needs to be some sort of a time restriction on it, okay? So it's either fast action scholarship between 24 and 72 hours is ideal, or my program starts this date, my registration deadline for it is this date, and you know what? I'm taking a limited number of people, and my class is filling up very fast. I take clients on a first-come, first-served basis, so the sooner you get back to me, the better, you know? So that's the energy you leave them with, is the time piece, okay? So, and then you say, so I have an enrollment form here in front of me. Let me go ahead and get this filled out. So for some of your program materials, I'm going to need to know your physical address. So what's your physical address? Let me get you registered. Let's go ahead and get this moving. And you just start walking them literally through your registration for this. And you take down all their ways of being reached, their best emails, and then you say, so what payment method would be easiest for you? I take PayPal, or you could send me a check, or here's how that works. As soon as your, you know, payment is through, then you'll be getting these materials from me, and you just you tell them what to expect. When does the program start? What are they going to get before the program starts? Just really walk them through enrolling. And they might go, well, and this is really where the paradigm busters come in, right? So you guys have been troopers. You've been on the line, you know, with me for, I didn't know if everybody was going to be able to stay on the whole time, but I'm wanting to deliver it all, and I know it's all being recorded. So, but I just want to applaud those of you that have been on the line this whole time. You might want to stand up and stretch your body a little bit. We've been going. So let's talk about these. But before I move on to Paradigm Busters, let me just open it up for any questions. You guys have been so quiet and so great listening. It's you know, quite the long lecture. I'd love to open it up for any conversation. Is there anything that's come to your mind as I've been moving along?
This is Sananda.
Hi.
Jan, I must go.
Okay.
I wanted to say thank you, and this is great. Review and or training that could go at the top of our training.
Sure. Well,
this is good. It's really good to not assume that just everything that's in the book we've already gotten or retained, and you
mm-hmm.
do such a great job. I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank
yeah.
you. And this will be recorded. The recording will be available to us.
Yes, it will. It'll be on the program, your program website. So it'll be up there. So you can go back and listen to the paradigm busters that I'll be going through next. So, okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sananda.
All right, bye.
All righty, bye-bye.
Hey, Jennifer, this is Robin.
Hi, Robin.
This has been absolutely great. I'm very grateful and look forward to replaying the recording of this and really diving deep into it. I'm going to have to jump off here in just a minute because I have a group at 6 o'clock.
Sure.
I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for coming. All right. Anybody
this is
else?
Awesome. Yeah, just saying this is great. So, yeah, I'm on to hear the rest.
Okay, good. Thanks, Rita. All right, we've got a few people on the line. Okay, so great. So as far as moving now into the most common paradigms, you know, one of the first issues is people don't, you know, oftentimes I just think people don't necessarily have a life coaching category in their head as far as investment is concerned. You know, some people just get it. At this point, they get it, and it might be scary, but they know that they need the help. And so what they're really saying when they say, I don't have the money, is I'm scared, and please just reassure me that this is going to be worth it. I'm not going to be sorry that I dropped $3,000 and then at the end of the time, I wish I hadn't done it, you know. And so just really sitting with them and helping them be reassured. So the first important thing with any paradigm, the number one, and this has been, honestly, even for me, one of the hardest things to always do, okay. The very first thing to do is you want to isolate the objection by taking the objection off the table by saying, so whatever the paradigm is, whatever it is that they're saying is the issue of why maybe they're not immediately enrolling, if they say they don't have the money, is, and I don't know if that's you, Linda. I don't know if you're on mute or not, but
oh, sorry.
I just want to let you know. It's okay. No problem. I just thought I'd let you know. So as you say, okay, so let me ask you a question. Let's just imagine, and I'd love for you to really just play this game with me for a minute and really imagine it to be true, that there's X amount of money on the table. So if your program's $3,000, you have $3,000 on the table, and it's yours. And you can do anything you want with it. Or the paradigm buster that we wrote is that if, you know, a loving individual handed you the money and said that you had to invest it in personal development, but you want them, the person, to imagine that they have the money and that they can invest it any way they want, would they be moving forward with the program right now? Would they be saying yes and actually getting started? It's a really important question. And you want to take them to the place where you really feel like they've honestly answered it. I just want you to imagine that you've got it. Are we moving forward? Or just do a scan. Is there anything else that's causing you hesitation? Because sometimes what the person will say is, well, you know, I spent $3,000 on this Jack blah, 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 or so-and-so-and-so-and-so program, and I really feel like I just wasted my money. Or it's something else. And in my experience, usually there's 1, 2, sometimes 3 layers before you even really get to the main hesitation. And as long as you reassure the person and help them see that whatever their concern is normal and expected, and that actually other people that have come through the program had that same fear and concern, but what those people found is that just on the other side of that fear and concern was their transformation, was the exact result that they were really wanting to achieve and experience, and that by just facing that concern and moving in that direction, they were able to get there. So let's go back to the money. So let's say the person says, yes, if I had the money, I would do it. And you can really feel they're being genuine. You say, so is there any other hesitation? No, I have no other hesitation. I just don't have the money. I'll say, okay, so, well, let me just say this. Here's what I know. When people really, really want something, when something is to the point where it's a non-negotiable, they're moving forward, what I know is the money comes, or they find the money, or they realize they have the money, but they may not have had the money allocated for this specific person. And I'll say, you know, one of my favorite clients is a woman who said when we got to this point, she didn't think she had the money, and she all of a sudden remembered and realized that she actually had some money set aside. And she said, you know what, Jennifer, I've been saving this money for a rainy day, and what I'd really love to do is I would love to invest it in a sunny life. And so the next question I have for you is, let's just, you know, take a look at all of the options. If you were to just bring to mind available credit cards or an IRA possibly or a 401k or any other monies that you might have in a different category that you just weren't considering possibly tapping into that money for this kind of investment. And I'll say, so what about credit cards? Here's what you don't say. You don't say, so you don't have any credit cards? That's really a very common sales mistake that actually takes some programming to reprogram. So you want to say, what credit cards might you have that you could utilize for something like this? You just assume that there are some with something available. And this takes some confidence to actually go here with people. And the best way to go here is really in an energy of just detachment. You know, it's like a doctor examining. So you're pressing. Does it hurt there? Does it hurt there? Does it hurt there? You know, there's not a lot of emotion in it. It's just really very, normal. You're just asking. You know, it's not a big deal. You ask people this all the time. And then there won't be a charge around it, a weird nervous energy around asking people about their credit cards or their IRAs or their 401ks or, any other monies. And so some people might say, well, you know, I really don't want to go into debt. You know, I've got it, but I've got it through blah, 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 or whatever, you know, and I'll say, okay, well, here's what I'd love to just take a look at for a moment, because there's a difference between an investment and a debt. A debt would be taking your credit card and going and buying a car, and the minute you drive off the lot, the car loses 20% of its value or whatever it is. That would be debt. That's really not an investment necessarily. You're not gaining any value that you can redeem later as a result of that investment. An investment is something that will repay, that will give you, so just pause, hold on. Mary is calling my cell. It's distracting. I'm just turning it off for a second. There we go. So helping them see that and just say, you know, it might feel like, okay, a certain amount of money is moving from this place into this program, or you're going to put X amount of money on your credit card. But here's what I know. People who invest in themselves, invest in their personal development, invest in their personal growth, gain so much more in the long run than any dollar amount you could ever invest. Don't you think that would be true? And just help them really understand the value, and then you can bring up again, what's the real value of, and you talk about their dream. What is it worth if this were really to be the proven system that if you learn this thinking technology, that not only do you now know for yourself, but you now can apply this thinking technology and this proven system for results to any and every area in your life ever that you could ever possibly want to apply it to. You own this knowledge, this growth, forever, and you can't ever go back. The only way this wouldn't be valuable to you would be you just don't show up. And that's not going to happen, because I only qualify clients to come in and work with me that I know are ready, then I know we're going to show up. And we've already talked about the fact that you're ready and you'll show up, right? You're going to show up? Yes. Okay. So can you see how there's a difference between going into debt and actually investing in your future, investing in knowledge, investing in personal growth? And not only that, but the ripple effect over all of the people that you live with, your family, your friends, your work, you will increase your personal value so much that it will increase the connection that you have and your ability to serve and help and be the person that you would really love to be in your life in all areas. If you have a client story of how that worked for a client, you could tell that story here. Oftentimes I'll tell a real brief. I'll say, you know, one of my favorite stories is of a client who got into this work, and I mean, things just started to blow up for him. His business really increased. He made more money. He lost weight. But the thing that always brought my tears to my eyes more than any of those amazing results that he got was how, because he was learning this technology, it was flowing over on his family and his little girls. And they created visions and dreams, and their dreams were coming true as a result of him now being able to teach his children this thinking technology. So grandchildren, cousins, nephews, nieces, you know, it can't stay inside of you. It will bubble up and over onto every aspect of your life. There, you just can't put a dollar amount on that. So how does it sound? I've got the enrollment form right here. Let's go ahead and get you started. So that's where most enrollment people, coaches, consultants often fail. They'll get into the paradigm. They'll get to the moment. Now we're reframing the perception on debt versus investment. So chances are that's a sign. That means the person's got some money, but they're holding on to it, you know, tight-fisted a little bit. So you're helping them reframe their perception around debt. But then you don't go back for the close. You got to circle back around to the form and say, so what would be the easiest method? What credit card would you like to use? And you stop talking. And, you know, at that point, your client's going to say, well, they might ask a buying question. They might say, so what night were those calls on? You know, and recently I gave a teaching on one of our business building masterminds, or I think it was one of the business building masterminds, where I realized that we hadn't included in our initial training materials that paradigm buster. So it's coming out scripted in the new materials for this training coming up, and it'll be posted on the website so you'll have it. But let me go ahead and review that with you now verbally. And that is, so if any client is saying they can't do your program because they can't make Monday nights at 5, all you need to do is paint them a picture of how easy and valuable the program is if they don't ever come to a group teaching call with you. Obviously, this is for the group, you know, teaching calls and not the private sessions, of course. But so what I like to say is, you know, what's interesting about that is I've done personally a lot of programs that I've never been able to be on the live call, but the calls are recorded. So one of the things that I recognize is that we all live busy lives and our schedules don't always match, but I record every single teaching call. And what I've done personally in the past is I'll schedule a very specific time in my calendar. I'll make the intention that this is my personal development hour. This is my hour of power. And I'm going to open up the website. I click. It's super easy. It downloads the call right there for you. It takes you maybe 30 seconds to get into it. I like to have some hot tea and my program workbook right there with me and my journal for my notes. And I invested myself in that hour. I love to snuggle up with my tea and a blanket and listen to the call. And what I will tell you is that what I allow my clients to do is to submit their questions either right before the call, the day before, and I'll answer your question literally live on the call. So you'll hear me speaking directly to you and answering your question. Or after the call, if for any reason your question comes up after the lesson that you really want to have answered, go ahead and email me your question that way, and I'll email you the answer and or, you know, discuss it during the next session. But what I know is every client that I've worked with, whether they've been able to be on the calls live or they haven't been able to be on the calls live, is they get exactly what they need. That the truth is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're on the calls live or not. It really doesn't. It's all a matter of what you decide in your mind right now is going to matter. And I can tell you from personal experience, I've done a ton of programs. I've been on programs live. I've been on programs where I couldn't be on there live. And it was what I made it. I got what I created out of it. And if you go into it with this intention and you set that intention and you and I know going in that we're going to work together as a team to help support you, and I'll hold your hand and support you every single step of the way, what I know is you're going to get what you need. And ultimately, that's the paradigm. The paradigm is they're afraid that you're only going to pay attention to the ones that are on the live call or that somehow they're not going to get their questions answered or whatever. They've got whatever idea they have. So if you just say what I've just said, even in a shorter version, you know, you don't have to take that long even. That's all they need to hear. They just need some reassurance. And actually, you know, painting the picture of the tea with the blanket and the cozy and the book and the thing, that's you know, enticing. Where if you just say, listen to the replay, that just feels like work. So I just want you to notice the difference. I've painted an enticing picture in their head of what the experience could feel like, that it feels like I'm investing in myself and I've carved out a power hour or me time or whatever word you want to put on it. So I think that's very, very helpful. As far as the other paradigms, we've got the I don't have the time, which is similar to that time of night doesn't work. And ultimately, at the end of the day, who doesn't have an hour? Honestly. I mean, you know, I think it's important to say not having enough time, this is right from the script, is a simple perception. We're given the same number of hours in the day. All of us, the most successful people in the world and us, are all given the exact same number of hours in the day. And we choose to focus, we get to choose what we focus on and what we spend our time doing. So honestly, it's all about priorities. And if it's important to you, if this dream is important enough to you, we make time for the things that we value the most. So if you value this goal, if you value really making this shift, and you take them back to their dream and you say, you told me you've been struggling with this for 5 years. Would it be worth an hour a week to overcome blah, 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 whatever it is that they're struggling with? What is it worth? You can't change living your life the way you've always lived it. You can't keep investing your time in all of the stuff that you've been investing your time in and expect to get a different result. I can't help you do it your way, but I certainly can help you do it this way. And we're not talking about a lot of time. Everybody has an hour that is wasted on emails or YouTube or silly TV shows or driving in their car. Literally, you can pull up the audio. I could basically guarantee you spend at least an hour in your car every week that's wasted time that you could be listening to this call. So it's that paradigm doesn't work for me, you know. It just doesn't. And then you take them back. So would it be worth an hour of your time to achieve this goal or result? And you quote their goal or result and see what they say, yes. Then you go back to, okay, great, I have an enrollment form right here in front of me. I'm looking at it. We've gotten through this much of the information. What would be the easiest way for you to enroll? Would you like to put it on a credit card? And you go right back to the enrollment. Always, always. After the paradigm shift, you go back to enrollment. If you forget that, it just kind of like spills out like jello all over everything. You've got to focus the client, bring them back to the moment. And sometimes you will ask them that 3 times, 4 times. Like when you really become a closer or a phenomenal coach, coaching them through their paradigm, which is the same thing. It's the same thing. It might take a few times. You might circle back around a few times. And then you might just need to bounce them or do the takeaway. You know, bouncing them might be, you know what, I just don't know if you're ready. You know, at the end of the day, in order to get where you want to go, you're going to need to do some things that you haven't done. And your paradigm has you by the neck right now. And it's showing up as time or money or this or that. And what I'm really looking for here is for you to say, you know what, Jennifer, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Because when a client gets to that place, that's when I know they're really ready for results. And so if that means going and, you know, I have clients that have sold cameras and gone out and asked friends and family for a loan to, you know, and I'm not suggesting that you do anything in particular, but what I can do is give you examples of what other clients that wanted it enough. There are different answers than you may be seeing right now. But if you're open, if you really want it, I know that the answer will come and that we can move forward. And what I'm really looking for is for you to say, yes, I'm in. Then you could fill out the form all the way up to the point, all of the information up through the money, and then schedule an appointment with them when they're going to source ideas. They're going to select, they're going to schedule, they're going to go serve those ideas, and you're going to touch base with them in 72 hours. And they're going to call you, and if they don't call you, you're calling them. Or you could give it 5 days, 7 days, whatever it is. But reminding them of the deadline and reminding them of your registration deadline should be typically a week or 5 days before your program start day deadline, because you've got things, you know, obviously if you're sending the material, it's 7 to 10 days before, right? Way before. So reminding them of that, and then so that they've got it clear in their head, okay, this is the deadline. I need to be able to figure this out and come up with this by this deadline. Reminding them that you have limited people you can work with, that you take people on a first-come, first-served basis, that people are enrolling consistently, regularly, and that it's filling up fast. You know, those statements are important to leave people with. The thing about talking to a husband or a wife. So this is important. You know, it's interesting because there are those people that really is what they need to do. And then there are those people that's just an excuse. They don't really need to go do that. And the truth is, it's not always easy to know, okay? But here's what you can say and what you can do before you let them off the phone, which is really critical. What I'm looking for is like a pitch. I'm looking to get to a certain emotional vibration or frequency with them before I let them off the phone or before they hop off the phone. So with the emotion, I'm looking at, I need to talk to my husband or my wife. So here's the question. So again, this is the same question that you ask for every paradigm. And you know what? Let's go back, including the paradigm that is, I can't do Wednesday nights. You still ask the question before you go into, well, you don't need to because you can listen to the calls. Before you go into that, and I missed this piece, so let's rewind the tape. Every single paradigm buster starts with, so let me ask you a question. If the class was on a night that does work for you, would there be any other issue or thing that would cause you to hesitate, right? You ask that because half the time the excuse they're giving you isn't really what's causing them to hesitate. And it will help you get to what really is causing them to hesitate. Now, the other half of the time, that really is the issue. But if you skip the question, you miss the half the people that's not really what the problem is, and they may not even realize it, but they're just saying that. It's the way the human psychology works is just so interesting, particularly when it comes to enrollment. So you just, the more you do this, the more you will learn this. The better you get at isolating the objection or paradigm and really digging deep, the more all of a sudden people have all these multiple layers, and you're like, wow, she couldn't do Wednesday nights. Now all of a sudden we're talking about her sick mom it really isn't that she can't do Wednesday nights. She can do Wednesday nights, but she was really worried about just how heavy it is that she's taking care of her elderly mother right now and how expensive that is. But now we've gotten to the place where we're talking about how important it is for her to refuel and rejuvenate and feed herself, that she'll be able to care for her mother better. And all of a sudden, Wednesday nights are open. I mean, for real, this happens over and over. It's just, it's amazing. It's amazing. So I just want to remind us of that. Every paradigm starts with, so if this problem weren't an issue, you know, let's just say that you talk to your husband or your wife and they're totally on board. They're saying, you know what, I love you. I want you to live your dreams. I encourage you to move forward. Is there anything else that would cause you to hesitate? Is there anything else that you are concerned about? Or would we be going ahead and getting you enrolled in the program? You ask the question, it's really serving your client for you to ask that question. It's actually, I think, not asking that question is not serving the client. Because half the time, their paradigms are starting to fire. They're getting distracted. They're getting dissuaded. DEFCON 3, it's like little mini versions of it are starting to happen because all of a sudden, they've just poured all this time and energy into what might be a shift in their life. And this is also why it's so important that you don't get in the way of them painting the dream that they really want. You might know something that they really need, but they're not saying it. If you help them create a vision that they're not ready to step into, when it comes time to invest, they will not pay because they're terrified that what they're about to invest in is something they're not ready to allow their life to change into. That your program represents a change that they're not ready for it. So that's an important psychological trigger, you know. And so sometimes if I sense that, because sometimes they'll create a vision, but then when it comes time, all of a sudden they're backpedaling very quickly and I'm isolating this objection and then that one and something's not quite matching up. And I'll say, you know, you are in control of this whole process. You can change as little or as much as you want. Yes, we've created this vision that's really big and really out there. And what I know is for all of the clients that I work with, what they want is they want to experience more love in their relationships. They want to feel healthier and make healthier choices for their physical body. They want to really feel fulfillment in their area of work and their vocation, and even just one or two rungs up that ladder. Maybe not the you've lost 50 pounds and all of a sudden you're a fitness queen, you know, but what if it's just one rung up the ladder, two rungs up the ladder, would that be worth the investment? And you get to grow as little or as much as you want. It's really in your hands. And I'm here to help you, to support you, to encourage you, to push you when you want to be pushed, but to also go at your pace with you. So sometimes your client might need to hear that, you know. But going back to the husband and the wife, ultimately what I would say is you want them to say, yes, if my husband says yes, I'm in. And then the other thing you really want them to understand is the energy that they approach anybody they might talk to about this. And I discourage clients from talking to people who have no landing page for life coaching or having hired a consultant. If they don't have experience with it, they won't understand it. They're going to go, what? You're going to go do what? Which would trigger fear in the client. So I'll even share that with them. And then I'll say, so with your spouse, what's important is if you come, you know this. I know you've experienced this before with your spouse. If you come doubting and not sure and, well, I think I'm going to do this, but I don't know, then your spouse is going to pick up on that. And your spouse will reflect that back right at you. So if you're in and you just said you're in, and you and I both know we spent a long time here talking and we're clear that this is the right thing for you and this is your time and you are ready and that everything else is lined up, and you go to your spouse with that level of confidence, with that level of conviction, with basically saying, I really want to do this. I've made a decision that I would love to do this, and I just know that we share finances and we share these important decisions, and I'd really love to ask you to support me in this decision because this is something that is really important to me. And you go with that confidence and that conviction, you will get mirrored back to you a very different response. So my encouragement, so you want to coach them through how to go to their spouse. If, you know, depending on, and here's the other thing. I mean, sometimes you just get a feeling that this person's got it going on and you know, they're going to be fine. So again, all of these suggestions that I'm giving you are just different scenarios, right? Different types of strategy sessions that I've had over the thousands of strategy sessions I've done. And each and every one is a little bit different, you know? So really just trust your intuition. But I would, you know, even if that long description that I just gave you, if it's somebody that's more confident and has a little bit more of a chip on his or her shoulder, so to speak, and I'm not saying that in a negative way, just to give you a picture of who I might be describing, what I might say to that person is, so before you go to your spouse, what I just want to remind you, I already know you know this, that your spouse will reflect back to you the energy that you present this to them with. If you're doubtful, you'll get a doubtful reply. If you're self-assured and confident, clearly, you know, and so obviously I know you really want to move forward. So, you know, just present this in all confidence. I'm sure you're going to get that response. Don't go, no, it's all good. I just want to run it by them. Okay, great. You know, kind of thing. So now let's see here. I'm just looking at the notes. Obviously, we've just gone over all the paradigms, and you know, the first tip here is just not shying away. You know, I expect them, typically, I expect some kind of a buying question or some kind of a paradigm. It's expected. It means that this person really wants to change. So if you just expect it and welcome it with open arms rather than going, oh, they've got an objection or a paradigm. You know, you have open arms. That's an important energy to have as you go through the process. You really do want to be aware of the yes, but later. Yes, I'm in. You know what? I just need to go do blah, 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 and then I'll come back with my enrollment. You know, you just, the important thing there is the longer the client goes from being in your energy to enrolling, they cool down. There's a real cool down process that occurs. And the longer it goes, the more opportunity their paradigm has at squelching and squashing out and putting out the light of their dream. So what I like to do is have them fill out the paperwork, everything but the money. I might actually send them a form to fill out and send it back with their signature that they're moving forward. So I get some kind of a commitment from them. I remind them that I don't take everybody, that I've got limited seats, that my program is filling up fast, that it's a first-come, first-served basis, and all of that, just so they know. I could say, so in order for me to really secure your seat, I'm going to need some kind of a commitment from you. And you know, if we're not doing a financial commitment today, then at the very least I would love to have to send you the paperwork to fill out and send that right back so that there's just some in that you want to get from them to really reassure that they're going to be moving forward. Emails don't sell. I cannot stress this enough. If a client has said, yes, but I got to go get some, and then all of a sudden you don't hear from them, call them. Pick up the phone and call. Same thing. If a client, missed their strategy session, pick up the phone and call them. Emails are just really one of the worst motivating ways to connect in terms of enrollment. Phone call, always, in general. And then the fifth tip is creating a registration form, which you should have basic forms available to you, and you can also create your own. So this is where they fill in their name, their email, their address, their signature and whatnot. And actually, you don't want them to put credit card information on a document that is going through regular email or like those kinds of forms, because it's not secure. DocuSign. You could create a document in DocuSign. That program is secure, programs like that. But otherwise, you want to just have them, you can verbally get a credit card information over the phone or use like a DocuSign program for that, typically. So I'm going to conclude our training. I'm just looking at the time for now. It's been nice long two hours and 20 minutes, I think. So there are a few other tips in your book that I do want you to read. You know, really important not to fix the client's problem. You know, don't reveal your pricing until you've let them know that they're a good fit and you're talking about the program. And that's covered in your workbook. That's really one of the final things. So anyhow, there's so much more we could talk about, but I really just had a great time going through these materials step by step. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach back out to me and, you know, email me or and if there's any question you'd like to ask right now, certainly you're, you know, more than welcome to ask. But I'd love just to say toodaloo to Rita, and I don't know if that's Linda still on the line.
Yep, still here.
Okay, all right, great.
Hey, yeah, Jen, but, I want to, it's Susan Wolf. I just wanted to say thank you. And
great.
If someone does have questions, if the responses could be sent to all of us, because I had some questions I was going through when you got to the end. I couldn't remember them. But
oh,
if someone
okay.
does have questions and you respond to them, could we all get the response?
Yeah, sure. I could have Tammy send out like a group note about it.
That would be really helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these
great.
Last two things
excellent.
Are really important. I don't mean to, you know, minimize them. Just, you know, not fixing the client's problem on the call. That's when I coach coaches in general who are brand new to our system, you know, or to the sales process, this sales process, that's the first thing they're doing. Is their call becomes this, their enrollment call is a long coaching call and they just coach the client and they don't follow this formula. When they stop fixing their problem and coaching too much and they follow this formula, their results just skyrocket. So that's really big. And then not revealing the price. I should probably put that at the top. Actually, those are huge. You know, if you reveal the price, you cut yourself off at the knees. So there's really... just you want to let them know if they qualify and it looks like, you know, you might be moving forward, that you don't know what you're going to offer them yet, if anything, and that
right,
what
right.
you really would love to do is just talk to them about what might be a good fit and that you'll get to that. You know, it's pretty simple. So anyhow.
Great.
Great.
This was wonderful. Fabulous. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
so
you're
much.
Welcome.
Thank
you guys have been
Jennifer.
Troopers. You're welcome. Thank you
Bye.
Very much.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, Linda. Rita,
Bye.
Are you there? Bye, Susan.
Bye, Jen. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Well, I can't hear Rita, but bye, Rita. Thanks so much. All righty. Bye.